Radio Prague News. A city bus overturned into a ravine on the outskirts of Prague on Monday morning, killing one person and injuring 13. Leaders of the coalition government are to meet on Monday evening to debate a solution to the government crisis. And the opposition Social Democrats have asked for a special session of the lower house at which they want to table a no-confidence vote against the ruling centre-right coalition. A city bus overturned into a 15-metre-deep ravine on the outskirts of Prague on Monday morning, killing the bus driver and injuring 13 passengers. Two people were airlifted to hospital with serious injuries. The cause of the accident is being investigated. Leaders of the coalition government are meeting on Monday evening to debate a solution to the government crisis in the wake of a corruption scandal that has led it to the brink of collapse. All three parties, the Civic Democrats, Top 09 and the Junior Public Affairs, have pledged to do their utmost to save the pro-reform government and avoid early elections. Seven scenarios are officially on the table, and the biggest battle is expected to be over who should hold the Interior Ministry following the proposed dismissal of its present head, Radek Jon, of public affairs. The junior coalition party is not happy to let the ministry go, but has indicated willingness to discuss an independent candidate for the post. The leader of the party's deputies group in parliament, Karolina Pík, made it clear, however, that the party did not want to be fobbed off with an unimportant or symbolic post just for the sake of remaining in government, saying public affairs might prefer to support the cabinet from the back benches. Meanwhile, the opposition Social Democrats have asked for a special session of the lower house at which they want to table a no-confidence motion against the ruling centre-right coalition. The leading opposition party says the government has betrayed public trust and the only responsible way out of the present crisis is to hold early elections in the autumn. The decision to call a no-confidence vote in the coalition government was approved unanimously by the Social Democratic Party leadership last Friday. The special session is expected to take place after the Easter holidays. A poll conducted by the STEM polling agency indicates that if elections were held today, the opposition Social Democrats and the Communist Party would win a constitutional majority in the lower house of parliament. According to the results of the poll, the Social Democrats would win 92 seats in the 200-seat lower chamber, and the Communist Party would secure 28 seats. The parties of the centre-right governing coalition would have 80 seats altogether, their worst result since taking office. Tension is high in the Šumava National Park in southern Bohemia, where the park's management is waiting for a green light from the Environment Ministry to start extensive felling of bark beetle-infested trees. Monitoring groups of environment activists say they have come across thousands of trees bearing orange marks that slate them for felling in what is presently a no-intervention zone. The park's new director, Jan Strasky, confirmed the reports on Monday, but said that a single tree would not be cut down without permission. Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa is still waiting for an expert analysis from critics of the plan before allowing logging to begin. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be bright and sunny, with daytime highs reaching 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.